Hello and welcome to Loving Me, Myself, and Life with me, Jenna Musick. Today, we're going to talk about prioritizing self-care. I'm sure you've heard, you know, how important self-care is and things like that, but how do you actually make it happen? Well, first, I'm just going to go into a little bit of self-care itself and, you know, my opinion, this, like everything in this episode, on this podcast is usually my opinions and my experiences. So in my opinion, self-care just means taking care of you, the self. Plain and simple. It gets a little messy when you Google things online, I find. Anyway, so plain and simple, taking care of you. And in my opinion, there's some big ones. Getting enough sleep. Feeding your body, nourishing, loving food. Moving your body in loving ways, and then doing something that lights you up. So really, it's loving your mind, body, and spirit, or soul, whichever way you want to word it. It's loving all those aspects, taking care of them, really. And that means different things for different people. And then there's like little things you can do. Anyways, so how do I fit self-care into my day? I'm going to share that first, and then give you little tips of ways that you can fit self-care into your life or make it a priority, really. So for me, I find morning and night are like really good things to think about for yourself. So having a morning routine that involves taking care of you. So in my morning, I find movement is so good. So for me, my morning is starting it with movement after brushing my teeth, washing my face, and getting dressed, of course. I move my body, and for me, it's yoga and then strength training or cardio, like depending on which day it is. I rotate. And sometimes my life has prevented me from doing it all the time. And if that happens, then I lean into yoga. Like that would be the one thing I do if I can't do some of the other things. So it's doing what works for you at that time. But for me, it's movement in the morning, and then I do motivation as well. So reading something inspiring or listening to something inspiring while I have my coffee. So those are my two main ones. Now I might add different things to it as well. Learning sometimes I'll put on in there, and like learning something with that can also be with the motivational book. And then in the, again, that's like the minimums of things. Like sometimes I'll do journaling, but I usually find that that happens more in the evenings, and meditation. I love to throw meditation in the morning. Just life hasn't, I found that meditation in the evening works better for me right now. Anyways, it's finding what feels good and the time. Things are constantly changing, right? And we're always changing. So our routine sometimes change as well. So then in the evening, I always make sure I have time at bed. My husband tries to go to bed around 9, right after the kids go to bed. It really depends on, you know, getting the kids to bed on time. And then 9:30, and then I have an hour and a half of time to myself. And that's when I watch some TV and then read like a cozy mystery in bed for like a chapter or so. Sometimes more if I can't put it down, and listen to a meditation as I go to bed. And again, I sometimes journal in there and things like that. But look, so my day is bookend with me time. Now, I have personally found that I don't get enough me time just by that I need more. So there are times where my husband will just take the kids to the library for an afternoon, or he'll take both of them grocery shopping. Sometimes I work on those hours, depending on my schedule and things. And sometimes I just take it for me. I've also had it where Fridays I would take off and have as a me day. So that's when I book my dentist appointments and if I am going to get my nails done and things like that. So I book appointments on that day, or I just have it open for me. However, sometimes life is happening and I've actually sometimes use it as work days. But for the most part, those are like non-negotiable me days. And occasionally I'll throw in a lunch date with my husband as well, because that's also important. So it's figuring out where in your schedule. So you might not have the flexibility as I have, where I'm like, I'm not going to work Fridays, I'm going to take a me day. That might not necessarily work for you. And that's understandable. So how do you fit it in? Well, if you have to-do lists, make sure you're on the top. You need to make yourself, you need to make something you do for you non-negotiable. And that might be like reading for an hour or whatever. It's something that lights you up. But it also goes deeper, right? Sleep. So it's making yourself a priority with sleep. So it's saying, I'm going to get X amount of sleep, like 8 hours of sleep. Whatever sleep you need, right? So it's up to you and your life and things like that. But it's looking at, like I said, it's the big ones are sleep, at least in my opinion, sleep, food, and movement. So it's figuring out how to do all those. And a fun one is you can actually include movement with a friend. So you can catch up with a friend. So it's a social moment and you can move your body. It's really beautiful. I love that. I do a weekly walk with a friend and it's beautiful. So, but you got to find what works. So let's talk about the three main things, or four actually. And so let's go back to sleep. So sleep is figuring out how much sleep you want to get. And I remember when we did not have the best sleep routine over winter break at all. So I'm like, okay, we're starting a new year. We're starting a new routine. Let's get back. So what I did was I was like, I want 9 hours of sleep a night. So then I had to count backward. Like first I'm like, okay, I want to wake up at this time. I want to wake up at 7:30. And then how many hours, what do I need? When do I need to go to sleep? And then it's making that happen, doing everything, like letting everybody know in your world that things are happening and making that a priority. Now, again, life happens, so don't beat yourself up if something happens and it doesn't work out. It's writing it down and telling yourself, like, this is what you're doing. Make it a non-negotiable for you. You know, treat it like a dentist appointment. You're not going to skip a dentist appointment, right? Yeah. Make it happen. But at the same time, being gentle when things change. And then eating well. For us, we always meal plan. I meal plan the day before grocery shopping, and I write it all down. You know, the meals for the week, the weekend, lunches, because it's different than school days and things like that. And my meals, because I eat differently than everybody else. Anyways, so I meal plan. And it's so important to meal plan because then you can see what's going to happen during the week. So for me, my husband will go like, what are we having tonight? I'm like, it's on the board. I don't even think about it. I meal plan and then we get the food and then we forget about it until the day of. Sometimes we have to plan the day before because if something's in the freezer, we have to thaw it. But the thing is, it's all written down and I don't have to use that mind space anymore for meal planning. I don't have to be thinking during my work day like, oh, what are we going to have for supper tonight? I already know because it's on the board. So I just write it down on a piece of paper every week and then I put it on the bulletin board. And then that's where it is. And my husband and I make it happen. So now, again, though, I want to say life happens. And sometimes we're like, oh, crap, we didn't take that out of the freezer. So we pivot our meals a little bit. But the thing is, the meals are written down. So it takes a lot of the planning during my work days out. Because then what has happened when I don't meal plan, like if I haven't been feeling good that week or I just got really busy, I'm like, oh, I'll do it later. We end up getting takeout or we end up putting meals together that are not nourishing. Like they're kind of all over the place and not full of veggies and things. So for me, I just find that planning ahead, super important. It takes, you know, my energy now can be towards work and family and me again instead of food. And then so for food and then movement, it's, you know, getting, for me personally, I find getting it done in the morning is great. And then there are times where I'll walk with a friend in the afternoon right after I'm done work. But for me personally, like if it's me and I have to hold myself accountable, I do it in the morning. Most of the time, I don't want to do it. I got my yoga mat out though. Anyways, like it's one of those things. Once you make it a habit, you just get the yoga mat out and I start. And then I'm like, oh, yay. Like I did it all. And then I'm good to go again. Like the sooner I get it done, the better. It's just like me making the bed in the morning. I make it right after getting dressed. And if I don't, then I come up later in the day going, oh my gosh, my bed's still not made. So, and then I don't feel good. But if I make the bed earlier in the day, it just happens. It's like done. And then I can forget about it. So, and then doing things that light you up. This might be a tricky one if you haven't done a lot of things for you. And what I encourage you to do is write down a list of things that you like to do for fun. Make a list and then look at your schedule and put it into your schedule. You know, having a list is great and knowing the things you want. And like, that's a huge step because some people might not even know, right? Like, it can be hard to be like, what do I want to do for fun? What is it? It might have been so long since you've had fun. And there's no shame in that. It's just, so start with a list. But then once you have that list, it's important to get that into your schedule. Because having a list of things you want to do, like I said, is amazing. But it's not going to get done if it doesn't get in the schedule. So figuring out when, so if you want to read more books, when do you want to do that? It's finding little pockets. It doesn't have to be this huge amount of time, like you need to spend a whole day with yourself. It can be 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, any of those things. And it's things that light you up. Things that you like going, if you like to go for a walk or, you know, having baths or like anything that just feels good to you. Hobbies that you've, you know, forgot to do, painting, or like just even reading a good book again, like just thinking about the things that bring you joy. So have that list. And then you could even do every week, look at your schedule and figure out where it's going. So what my husband and I have started to do, because I used to plan my whole week by myself. Well, we live together, we have children together, and we're a couple. You know, we have a relationship. So it's nice to kind of be on the same page. So on Sundays, we get into my office and we, you know, we go through the week of what's going on. So it's not just me now planning my work week. It's planning my work week, but also the rest of it. This way too, my husband can do things that fill him up as well. Because I was really good at setting, you know, myself up, but I want to make sure that he's taking care of him too, because we're only a strong team if we're both, you know, at our best. So it's sitting down and figuring it out. So when you have that list of what fills you up, if you have other people in your life, then you can tell them, okay, this is, you know, whatever it is you want to do. It's like, I want to read here. So it's like, okay, can you take the kids, please, from this time to this time? Or like asking other people for help so you can do the things that light you up. It's so important to have conversations with other people in your life, because if you are trying to do something for you and your week and your days are full, like they're bursting, it's figuring out what you can let go of so you can feel like put time in for you. So that's what you need to let some things go or ask for help so you can put in things that make you happy and fill you up. Because here's the thing, we feel better when we're being taken care of, right? We take care of the kids. We take care of everybody else in our life. The thing is though, we can't be at our best if we're not taking care of ourselves. I learned this the hard way. Always taking care of everybody else, saying yes to everybody else but me. So it's having boundaries with yourself, learning to say no to things and more yes things to the things you love. You know, looking at your schedule and, you know, I know for me being a mom, there are things that I need to do because I have children. The thing is though, I don't have to do it all. I can ask for help. And it's figuring out how to do that so I can take care of me, because I know from personal experience that when I'm not taking care of myself, I'm a grumpy mom. And I will tell my kids, like, I'll be like, I'm growly and I'm like, oh guys, like I need to take care of me. I am grumpy right now and I haven't been taking care of my own needs. So I will either excuse myself, let my husband know that I need to go take like a 5 minute time, like 5 minute break or more, like a half hour, and just take time for myself. And that's okay too. But I let my kids flat out know that, like, oh, I haven't taken care of myself. I need to go do that. And they know that, like, I call my me days, like I call, like my days that I take care of me and things like that. You know, I let them know. And in fact, like I took a whole month to better myself in my yoga practice, or I will be as I'm recording this, I'm going to be heading out there soon to go away for a month, Monday to Fridays. So I think it's important for us as parents to show our kids that we're still stepping out of our comfort zones, we're still learning and growing, and how important it is to take care of ourselves. Because I fully believe we are raising a different generation of children, that they know what self-care is and self-love is without the need to talk about it so much. Anyways, because they're just living it. Anyway, so I'm getting off topic here. So making a list of things that fill you up and then fitting it into your day. I hope this has helped. And it's just taking care of you so you can feel good. You know, I'm going to say it again. I've said this a million times since I've started becoming a coach and things like that. You can't pour from an empty cup. Take care of you first. I say it a lot because it's so important. And if you don't like that one because it's so, you know, it's been around the block so many times, think about your cell phone. Do you charge it? Probably, right? So don't forget to charge yourself up too. That's really what it is when you take care of you. And it's so much deeper than just the pampering aspect of it. That's an important aspect as well. But even the basics, the foundation, getting enough sleep. Oh man, if I don't get enough sleep, I'm good to no one. And then I can't live my best life. When I'm not moving my body tells me about it. And I don't have that energy and motivation and drive that I normally do. And food too. I'm not even going to go there too much because I'm still healing my candida. And I've learned that when you don't feed your body well, it really does take it out on you. So feeding your body, those are all really important things. And then doing things that light you up. So, so important. Because when you're happy, other people in your life can feel that. And then you can also just really live your best life. I hope this has helped. Remember, you can always go to my website for other resources. I have free meditation on there and some serious self-love mini course. And it's all free for you because I think it's so important to take care of you. I hope you have a beautiful day. Oh, the website, before I forget, is jodymisiak.com. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day. Thank you so much for being here. I absolutely appreciate you taking the time to listen and being here. And if you have found this helpful, please share the love. Don't keep this a secret. It is meant to be shared. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.